Episode 73. I'm just saying, bro, we back. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know the spill. Before we get into it, go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We everywhere you can stream your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, wherever you listen to your podcast, we there. So go stream us up. Also, make sure y'all go to that Instagram page, I'm Just Saying Bro Podcast, that Twitter page, I'm Just Saying Bro Podcast too. You feel what I'm saying? Go follow us. But we're going to get right into it.
Heard you. Yeah, we definitely going to get right into it, bro. So look, for starters, the Chiefs release both of their starting offensive tackles. What is it? Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz. Fisher, like we just spoke about, Fisher got hurt in the AFC Championship game. You said it was an Achilles. I believe you are correct. I couldn't remember what the injury was, but that sounded about right. And then Schwartz, they ended up moving the guard and then moving to everybody else all around in the Super Bowl. That's why I put this topic up first. I ain't really want to spend too much time on it, but I just think it's hilarious because a lot of them Chiefs were saying it would have been different if they had whole O-line together and Mahomes had time, and then y'all go and, you know, release both of your starting offensive tackles. I just think it's hilarious, honestly. I mean, I'm sure Andy got something up his sleeve. You're not going to release both of your starting offensive tackles for nothing and have Mahomes supposedly restructure his deal to give y'all, you know, $17 million extra to spend in free agency this year. But, I just think it's pretty funny, bro. I don't know. I just thought it was hilarious when I seen it come across my timeline.
Yeah, hey, bro, it was funny because I saw it on Twitter, Devin White. He was trying to figure out, I forgot what he actually said, but it was like he was cracking jokes on that. Like, what? And y'all said what? Like, didn't y'all say if they had a healthy line, they would have won the game? Like, yeah, that was crazy, though. But at the same time, bro, I feel like they had a good offensive line, but a lot of them dudes was, like, older. So, I mean, maybe, like you said, maybe they got a plan. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of offensive linemen getting released because – The cap went down by like 12, 13 million, something like that. It might have been more than that, but it went down. So obviously because of the pandemic or whatever. But maybe they got something in the works. And like I said, it's a lot of free agents out there that like maybe they trying to get Orlando Brown from the Ravens. Cause he said he wanted to play tackle specifically and they keep trying to put him at guard and stuff like that. So I don't know. Maybe that's what they trying to do. They got something like that in the works. Cause that's the only thing I can think of. I'm like, why the hell would they do that? Like, I mean, I know what you say, Schwartz got hurt in the AFC Championship and I'm pretty sure he's probably done. Cause like I said, I think he tore his Achilles. If I'm not mistaken, he tore his Achilles, but he's done. I mean, he an older dude. He might not be done.
I think that was Fisher. Don't quote me, though. I think it was Fisher that tore his Achilles.
Okay. But he's older, though. Like, They both old. So it don't even matter. Like, in an injury like that, especially to a lineman, them dudes, 300 and something pounds, Achilles injury. It's not too often them dudes come back off those type of injuries, you know? So it's like, now, maybe they are, like, you know what I'm saying? Dude like Brandon Brooks on the Eagles, he done came back from everything. So maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, who knows? So, but maybe they got, like I said, maybe they got something in the works. Maybe they believe in one of these rookies that's in this draft class. Maybe they going to move up. Who knows? But I think Pat Mahomes saved them, like 10 mil, like, restructuring this dude or something like that?
Something like that. Definitely gave him a nice amount of money to go shopping with.
Yeah, I mean, they already had a nice little biz. Like, they wasn't too crazy. Like, they was – well, I wouldn't say they had a nice little bit, but they just wasn't over the cap and all that. And they could just restructure deals and turn them into signing bonuses just like everybody else do, you know what I'm saying, and get that money just – you mean? But, yeah, I thought that was funny as shit that they did that. Like, the Chiefs did that. Like, that was weird.
That was pretty hilarious to me. But, yeah, we can get right into everybody who, you know, got a new deal, I guess. We could start with Dak. Dak got his four-year 170, whatever it is. Dak got paid. He got his $40 million a year. Let me know what you think. Matter of fact.
Hey, bro, I did not think this man was going to get that money. He kind of hoodwinked Jerry, but at the end of the day, like, a lot of people a lot of people don't know. It's 2 years on the end of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's two extra years on the end of that joint, so it's not really a four-year deal, but it's a four-year deal.
It's 2 years that could be voided whenever.
Yeah, but that's a conversation for another day. But he kind of got hoodwinked, bro. Jerry, like, and it's his fault because he wanted to keep playing. He wanted to keep dragging it along. It's like, bro, y'all know. First of all, from the rip, you know y'all needed Dak. Dak is the leader that y'all need. He already there. He already been in the system. Y'all know y'all not trying to draft no rookie quarterback. Even if y'all are trying to draft rookie quarterback, come on now. Like, come on. Y'all need Dak. Y'all know y'all needed Dak. Should have did it from the rip. You probably wouldn't have had to pay him that much, but at the end of the day, who knows how much more these quarterbacks going to be getting paid. So maybe he got it before it was crazy. But at the end of the day, Dak still, like I said, at the end of these 4 years, he might still be on the market and might get another deal. So,
bro, it's another new TV deal when Dak is up for contract again.
I was just about to say that. So he going to get another bag because the cap going to go up that year. No pandemic. Well, I'm not going to say no pandemic, but we're going to be, you know, just getting out of it and all of that. But that was crazy. Him and his agent did the damn thing, man. Like, shout out to bro. I didn't think it was going to happen, but it's a blessing that it did. That's love.
Yeah. I mean, I think that got what he showed he was worth, for real. He showed that he was worth elite quarterback money this year being out. Like, the entire offense looked different without him there, like we've been saying. So, I mean, I'm not even mad at the deal. I'm not mad that you gave him the $40 million, even though I was saying he's not worth $40 million a year. You got to pay him what the market says regardless. So, if you want to keep your quarterback and he's a top 10 quarterback at worst. So, maybe top 10.
You can say confidently, bro. Put a little bit more puffy in your chest when you say that, man. Come on, man.
Then maybe top six at best if he get another good year under his belt. Maybe. We got to see. I need to see him produce a little bit in the playoffs. I mean, I have seen him produce in the playoffs before, but I mean, like, produce as in getting wins and, like, making runs. Especially with the amount of money he about to be making now. It's really nothing.
Because he only got one playoff win, right?
Either one or two, but it ain't enough.
Yeah,
definitely ain't enough. But he just got to produce a little bit more for me. He got the weapons. I think Zeke is going to have an amazing year this year.
Stop it. Cut it out.
I think Zeke is going to have an amazing year this year. I think he got a good, nice little rest last year. I think he's going to come into camp in shape this year and act totally different. Huh?
Your line got worse. Stop it. Huh? Just go ahead and continue with your statement. Your line got worse. Don't talk about no Zeke. Get better. Go ahead.
Huh?
You heard me. You ain't got to get closer.
Like I said, Zeke going to have an amazing year. He's going to come into camp in shape, and he's going to get right.
All right. It's episode 73. I got to remember that.
Episode 73. I said Zeke's going to have an amazing year. He's going to come into camp in shape, and he's going to get right with everybody. All that offensive line mumbo jumbo, we gonna make it work. Zeke gonna figure it out. He'll one cut back anyway. All you gotta do is give him one hole. Pause. All you gotta do is give him one hole. He one cut back. That's it. But
anyway. Yeah. All right. You can go past.
You off the Zeke train already? That's crazy. That was just your guy.
I'm cool off, bro.
I hate to see it.
He cost me the tip this year, bro. What are you talking about?
That's real.
Yeah, I ain't with him. I ain't Tony Pollard. Like, come on.
That's real. But back to Dak. I think Dak got what he deserved. I think his agent did a great job. Like you said, Jerry got hoodwinked a little bit. He shouldn't have waited so long. Like, I mean, it's nothing for me to disagree with as far as what you said. Like, everything was spot on. Jerry got bamboozled, led astray, got the wool pulled over his eyes, all that. Dak and his agent did the damn thing. So this is what it is, man. You gotta take that one on the chin, Jerry. Right. What you wanted to get into next, bro?
Well,
I'm gonna talk about Kanye.
You said what?
No, go ahead.
You had said something about Brady getting his deal. I mean, that's like I said, I ain't really had nothing to talk about that time. Brady, who cares about Brady?
You don't play till he's 50. Okay, great.
I said, I apologize to Brady. And I for saying what I said, I was tripping. I think it was episode 61. I was tripping and I was talking about he was done and didn't fit the offense and all that. But I'm tired of Brady. But he signed an extension or whatever. We already know, whatever. But we can move past that. So
hold up. I got a question. Hold up. Before we move past Brady, my fault. Random question that just popped up in my head since you said that. So if Bill Belichick has another bad season, right, and they don't make the playoffs again, do we got to take that genius, best coach, whatever title away from him and just, you know, say he's a genius defensive coach? Because if they miss the playoffs again, bro.
No, I wouldn't say that, bro. You can't do that. Because even with them Super Bowls, bro, he was doing it with not a lot of help. Like, bro, it was with nobodies. They was somebody. But come on, dude, the Julian Edelmans and the Danny Amendola.
That's Tom Brady, though, making that offense work.
I mean, shit, it's hard for me to talk. Say
that's what I'm saying, bro.
Went to Tampa Bay and won a Super Bowl, so it's hard for me to say that now. But I mean, hey. Got a point. I mean, ain't back.
Damn, bro, that's tough. Like, if they don't at least make the playoffs,
I'm gonna say, yeah, we gonna have to question it a little bit. We gonna have to question it because it's just like, come on, bro. But this man making you like that, like, damn, like he leaving. This is what happens. Like, so, but I don't know. Give Bill Belichick a chance.
We don't
know
what he can.
See what he gonna do in this draft. See what he gonna do in free agency. You never know. There's some wide receivers out there. He might go grab an AJ Green or something like that. You never know. Or Will Fuller, or one of them dudes, or something like that. You never know who he might grab. He might get Cam some weapons and might change stuff up. But you might have to question it, bro. So to answer your question, I'm gonna say yeah. You might have to question his greatness.
That's tough. But go ahead, bro. I'm sorry. That was off on a tangent.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just talking about Mark Ingram getting signed to Houston. I was thinking, what did you think about that? Because I feel like they're trying to make moves and stuff like that, and they keep talking about they're not going to trade Deshaun Watson, but I don't really understand. If this man's saying that he doesn't want to be there, and this man's saying that he's done, why are you continue to come out and say he's our quarterback and he's going to – And I feel like this Mark Ingram signing was maybe like trying to entice him to stay. And it's just like, no, that's not going to do it. Like, I was like, what are you doing? That's not really going to help anything. But yeah, I like Mark Ingram though. Like, and I think he's going to have an okay year out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because he actually don't got 2-3 gunners behind him because he had Gus Edwards, the other young boy behind him. Like, he had J.K. Dobbins. He had too many young boys behind him. He couldn't really eat, and he had a bad year because he, you know, injuries and stuff. But shout out to Mark Ingram, though, because that is my guy, though. But I feel like they tried to make that sign and they tried to entice Deshaun Watson to stay, and I felt like it was kind of funny. Like, come on, bro. Like, that's Mark Ingram. Like, his better years are, you know, in his past.
I mean, I don't think it does anything really too much positively or negatively. Like, it's one of them signings that you see and you just be like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all right.
That's cute.
Right. Like, I don't know what to say. Okay, You got a secondary back that's also a veteran. Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's a nice little.
I don't know what else to say about that. I think it was better with David Johnson and Duke Johnson because at least you had one runner and one pass catcher. Now you just got two runners.
Yo, I forgot they got David Johnson, bro. That's crazy. That's how, damn. That's
I don't know what it does.
So now that sign, it don't make no sense. Just forget everything.
I don't care. One of them Jones like,
Yeah, I forgot they got David Johnson. He didn't do nothing last year, so I ain't.
Yeah, he had a couple good games, but he ain't really.
Man. Yeah, I think he ended the year on IR, though, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. They need a new running back. They need to draft somebody. Deshaun's out of there, bro. And especially if they don't re-sign Will Fuller. Come on, bro.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
I'm out of here.
We could slide past that. We could talk about Cam. And I want to know what you think about Cam re-signing with the Patriots. We was just talking about the Patriots and all that. But what do you think about Cam re-signing, bro? Because I like it, bro. And I felt like that was the best thing for him. Like really. Like, I mean, last year they didn't get that offseason and all that. He coming into a new team, coming into a different system, all that. You already know it's hard to do that in the NFL. It's not basketball. You don't just like, you know what I'm saying? It's different in basketball. You can go to another team like James Harden, go to another team, pick right up where you left off. But NFL, you got to learn new schemes, new languages, all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I felt like it was perfect for him. Because, I mean, honestly, I'm like, where else was he going to go? Like even last season, I'm like, where is he going to go? Like, I feel bad for my man. Like, it's really no team that, you know what I'm saying, besides, like, Chicago's and stuff like that, the Colts before they got Wentz and stuff, before they traded for Wentz. So, I mean, it's just, like, I love it for him, though, bro. Like, and I just wanted to know, like, what you think about it, though?
I think that's best-case scenario for both parties, for real, for real. Cam, like you said, it's really nowhere else for him to go unless you want to be a backup for real, besides, like, probably worst places to play. Like, at least if you're going to be a starter, you a starter in an organization that actually has a winning culture. I mean, you could probably go and try to be a starter for a team like the Bears or something, like you said. But, I think Cam going to have a solid year. I think he'll have a solid year. Like you said, he get a full offseason. He get more acquainted with the playbook, different stuff like that. Hopefully they get him some weapons. And I think he can have a solid year out there for real, bro. He got to get his accuracy together. But
he was he was drawing last season. But it's cool. He was 1 year removed from an injury.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm going to give him 2 years removed from the surgery and all right. that. Let's, you know what I'm saying? We give the Alex Smiths and other dudes
everybody else
chances, and it's like Cam is like, all right, well, if he can't do it, then he might be done. And like, come on, man, cut it out, man. This man just hurt he injured his throwing shoulder. Like, come on, man.
Injured his throwing shoulder, and I'm sure other stuff was injured too, as many hits as he took in Carolina. So,
exactly.
I think it's a solid deal. I think if they bring in a receiver or two, you was talking about AJ Green or Will Fuller.
Bro, they gonna make the playoffs this year.
Even
bro.
A guy like a Breshad Perryman or somebody like that, like just bring in somebody, bro.
Because he a bird
for Cam throw the ball to.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, when he had Julian Edelman early in the season, he was looking good. And then Julian Edelman kept getting hurt, and it was over.
Once Julian Edelman went out, it was a wrap. It's like nobody could consistently get open. And those two tight ends that the Patriots drafted, they was no shows. I'm like, yo, the Patriots wasted two draft picks on these tight ends. I'm thinking, you already know what I'm thinking. I ain't even got to say it. Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. I'm like, oh, all right, maybe they about to repeat. Dudes was no show. So, I mean, it's funny. I don't even know neither one of their names. Like, that's crazy. But I don't. No, they drafted them, though. I know they drafted two tight ends, though. But it's like, I don't even know their names. Like, so, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think they making the playoffs this year, though, bro. I think Belichick is going to make some signings, like I said. And I like the AJ Greens, the Will Fullers of the world. He going to get some weapons for camp.
They're not making the playoffs if Deshaun go to the Jets or the Dolphins.
They're making the playoffs.
Not if Deshaun go to the Jets or the Dolphins.
I don't care who go where and who go where else. I'm telling you, they're making the playoffs, bro. The Patriots not playoffs too.
I'm telling you, bro. Belichick bias coming out.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm telling you, they making the playoffs, bro.
I hear you.
And I want that And we wanted it for Cam last year. You know what I'm saying? But it was a bad year. It was like, it was the worst time for him to make that, you know, for him to leave the Panthers and go to the Patriots. So, I mean, he got a year in the system. He healthy. He also was dealing with COVID too, though, bro. Like, we forgot about that. He definitely got COVID when he was hot. Remember, he was snapping. They was on, like, I think, like a 3-game winning streak. And then he got COVID. And then he came back rap after that. Like, I ain't using that as an excuse, but who knows? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows?
That is an excuse because, like, even NBA players are saying that they feel different after they came back from the COVID, like, catching a wind and shit like that. So, I mean, that's definitely valid. I mean, for real. Yeah, I think that's valid anyway.
But, yeah. Shout out to Cam, though, man. My man going to have a good year. He going to get to the playoffs, man. Hopefully,
he better show up, bro. He better show up. Stop playing.
Nah, for sure he gonna show up. But I ain't really got nothing else for the NFL, bro. What you got anything else?
Nah. I seen a video of Odell doing some workouts. That's about it.
Oh yeah, what your Browns gonna do this year? What your man Baker gonna do? Cause that man, oh no, man, it's all he the king. He the king.
He better act like he know what's going on.
Get Odell back. You know he act retarded when Odell get on the field, bro.
Oh, he's
scared of him or something. I don't know what it is. Like, he put the fear in that man's heart. As soon as he get on the field, this man cannot throw the ball. This man can't read the defense. This man, like, can't scramble. Like, he don't want to do no celebrations. Like, he turned into a whole different guy.
Boy can't do nothing when Odell on the field, bro. That shit is so crazy to me.
Weird. It's so weird.
But yeah, that's the only thing else I had. I seen Odell looking like he trying, get back from the injury. But that's really it for me for the NFL.
For sure. But no, we get get on a little bit of the NBA, man, because we ain't talk about it last time. It's been a little minute since we talked about the Nets.
I think that started on that. You about to talk about the Nets?
Yeah, I was about to ask you what you think about the Blake signing. Because it was funny to me, bro. I'm going to tell you what I think. My spill a little long.
Let me go. I get mine out the way quick. First, before we start that, I got to say the All-Star game was trash.
Yeah, garbage. Well, we knew it. We knew it was going to be that, though. LeBron team was ridiculous.
Bro, this is what I'm saying. Like, can we get somebody smart to pick against LeBron?
But also, KD wasn't playing, so I feel like he didn't even give a fuck, honestly. You can see it in the pick. Did you see the thing? Like, the pick?
No. No. Bro, like,
He didn't care, bro. He's like, I ain't playing, bro. I don't.
That team was so trash. Like, of course it wasn't trash because they all stars, but that team was trash. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't understand how you get LeBron. You got LeBron, Giannis, Luka, Steph, Dane, Chris Paul. Bro, like, just them six, the team sounds ridiculous. I'm not even counting who else he had, Paul George, Jokic. I counted Dame. Dame was in my top six. It was LeBron, Giannis, Luka, Dame, Steph, and Chris Paul. That's crazy.
Like, come on.
And then you got Paul George and Joker. And all right, I'm going to get off the All-Star game. That joint was just trash. Can we get somebody smarter to pick with LeBron? But with the Nets, with the Blake signing, I like the Blake signing a lot. I think Blake is going to be more interested in the game than he was in Detroit. And I feel like he could fill that void that DeAndre is not. When I was watching them, what was that, last night when Kyrie scored 40 or the night before that when Kyrie was going off or some shit like that? I was watching them one of them nights and Kyrie was going stupid. And DeAndre just get on my nerves, bro. It's just like he just out there taking up space. He'll box out and not jump for the rebound. Like, he won't box out. He won't step out on the three-point shooter. Like, I think Blake fills all them voids for them. I think he's going to play center most of the time for them. And he's going to be able to switch 1 through or 2 through 5, just like everybody else on the floor. I think that's gonna be what it is.
Wait, Blake?
Yeah, I'm not saying he's gonna be able to shut somebody down just because he switched, but he can switch. Like,
I mean, yeah, but we everybody can switch. I can
no,
switch.
everybody can't switch. DeAndre can't switch.
Hey, no, DeAndre switch. He just be getting cooked on
DeAndre
that
gets switched and don't even look like he want to play defense no more.
switch. Have you seen Blake lately?
Blake was playing in Detroit, bro.
That doesn't matter,
I'm
bro.
not putting too much stock into that.
Why? What do you mean? That's who you are, bro. That shows character, bro. I don't care who you are, bro. I don't care what situation you in, bro. If you a hooper, nigga, hoop, bro. That's weird to me, bro, because you don't want to be there. Now, it's different, bro. He been there for how many years, bro? It ain't even like this is his first year there. He and nothing like that. Like, you ever heard something about Blake not wanting to be in Detroit? I didn't.
I did. I heard it as soon as the trade happened. They said Blake didn't want to go to Detroit.
Well, of course, we knew the media and all that was saying that, yeah, of course, but Blake didn't never come out and say the shit. Like, he
Man,
wasn't
but we all knew, bro.
players drawn. They be drawn when they don't like these situations. He ain't drawn. Like, I mean, my thing is, bro, like, and then even about getting no money and what they get paid and nothing like that. It's just like, if you a hooper, hoop. Like, what you mean? I ain't going hoop. Like, I'm only gonna give 50% of my effort. Like, that's weird. Like, what do you mean? Like, type of man does that? Like, what are you talking about? Like, unless they do something like specifically to me to hurt me or to harm me or cause me to, like, you know, to take food out my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, why am I gonna hoop? Do my if say I'm gonna go out there and hoop, give niggas buckets. Like, Blake. He's weird, bro. I don't think he add too much to the Nets, bro. Like I offensively, like you said, maybe he'll be motivated, and maybe all those, you know, inside, you know, moves and all that. I don't know, bro. He, you know who he, you know what vibes he give me now?
Oh,
Like Serge Ibaka. He give me like Serge Ibaka vibes. Like, I know he can play all, like, he can guard everybody. He can go out play the perimeter defense. He can shoot the three because he's, you know, he expanded his game and all that. But it's just, he gives me Serge Ibaka. Like, okay, that's cute. Like, when the Clippers signed Serge Ibaka, I was like, oh, all right. That's a cute thing. Like, I like that. Like, that's cute. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Blake knew too much. And it was like, it'd have been all right if he was on the Lakers too, but it would have been, they would have needed somebody else. Like, they would have needed him and Drummond or him and somebody else. I don't know, but I mean, shout out to him, I guess. He think he finna get a chip.
He, see.
Hopefully they do. Hopefully they do it. You know what I'm saying? I hope they do it. They better do it. They better. They better. They better, bro. If they lose to LeBron in the finals with that lineup, I don't want to hear shit about Bron ever again. If somebody utters a word about LeBron, I'm kicking ass all over the place. I'm telling you, I don't want to hear nobody utter a word about LeBron after that.
I
God
hear
damn it.
you.
KD, James Harden, Kyrie, Blake. Come on, bro. They better win the chip. They better win the chip. Now, I know a lot of pieces about the move now, but you know, within these next couple weeks, but come on, bro. Come on. Y'all better come on. Tighten up.
Oh, Blake, man. Watch Blake first game active. He dunking on somebody off the oop.
Chill. No, he ain't. No, he
Yes,
ain't.
he is. He
You
catching up
think
and cramming on somebody first game.
he out for knee management right now? He not coming and he not coming and cranking on nobody. His done. His knees is the done done. Things is over with, bro. He not dunking, bro. If he catch the, yo, I might. That might be a bet, bro. We might have to. He might have to bet. If he, that's gonna be on FanDuel, bro. I know this. That's gonna be a bet. Will Blake dunk it?
Blake Griffin, over under 0.5 dunks.
Yo, I might bet on that shit, bro. I might bet on it. He might catch a hoop, bro, just to be smart, bro. Like, damn.
I got him catching one.
Yo, that would be ridiculous, bro. I'd crack the fuck up.
Come right back, like, yo, no, I could dunk. I just, man, it wasn't worth it.
Like, fuck Detroit.
It wasn't worth it over there. It wasn't
Why
worth it.
he's up with Detroit? Like, that shit chump.
Yeah, that's super dead. Let me see what else we had. All-Star game trash. I covered that. I just want y'all to know again, the All-Star game was super trash. Like, I thought KD team would at least win one quarter, so you know they charity could get 150K. Niggas ain't win no quarters. They almost won one. It was 40-39. They was up with like a minute left and then got cooked. But whoever they charity was, I feel bad. Like, they ain't get. I mean, I'm sure the NBA still gave them something for, participating or whatever, but yeah, that's a bad job.
The dunk contest was trash too, bro. You ain't The dunk contest was trash.
Yeah, but the dunk contest been trash.
Three-point contest was popping, bro. But the dunk contest was trash though, bro. That shit,
Dunk
that was
contest been trash, though. They need to get that joint up and find something else.
hard. You can't say that. Zach LaVine and
Oh, I
what's
can.
part two. Them Jones was popping.
Oh, I can say it, cause who gonna participate?
If the real dunkers and the real names would get in a dunk contest again, everybody acting all now, bougie now. Nobody wanna like come on. Like, imagine a dunk contest with like a Zion and I don't even know a Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon, who
But
else?
where's the incentive to even do the dunk contest at this point when you got judges playing favorites?
Well, yeah, I think D Wade kind of messed things up a little bit. He kind of drew on the dunk contest. Like, that was whack. That was whack. Because now Eric Gordon, like, man, I'm cool off that. Like, y'all weird. Like, that was
Super weird.
weird. He won that damn dunk contest. Both of them. That's the crazy part. He won both of them. But
Yeah, you can make an argument for the first one, but the second one, he definitely should have won that.
I like Zach LaVine dunk. I mean, he was just dunking from the free throw line. That's why everybody was going crazy. He was
Zach
going.
LaVine, he make it look he was making it look way too easy.
Yeah, it's like, bro, how you just gliding like from the free throw line? Ugh, nothing. Straight face. Like, ugh, you mean that's nothing.
Different.
Stupid bounce. Like,
Different. But yeah, Aaron Gordon definitely got robbed twice. But I think they should just wrap that drawing up, bro. Ain't no real stars trying to participate in that drawing, cousin.
no, that's real. That's real.
Wrap that thing up.
But man, yo,
They slam ball
Embiid
instead.
hit his key tonight, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to my guy, man. Sorry to cut you off, bro, but I had to bring that up, man. This man, I just had to say this because I watched that video over and over and over and over again. If you 7'2", bro, and 280 pounds, why are you even jumping like that? Like, the way he jumped was awkward. Like, why would you, like, come on, bro? You always trying to get the contact. I get it. That's part of your game. Like, I understand that's why he's great because he know how to draw the fouls and all that, just like James Harden. Like, but it's just like, bro, sometimes you're doing too much, bro. Like, you're too big for all that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you too big. Stop it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you being goofy. Like, you stop it. Like, the way he jumped and spread his legs all out. You saw what he did. Like, I know you watched it. Like, why would you spread your legs all out like that and then fall? Like, nah, he hyperextended his knee. Who knows if he did damage to it? It's just
Big goofy nigga.
now. Who knows what's gonna go on? But I just wanted to bring that up real quick. I'm praying to God that he didn't do anything structured, like no structural damage to his knee. Oh my God, bro.
Now hard about the link MVP.
I know exactly. That's gonna hurt my heart. I'm gonna be sick. I'm gonna be sick if B don't win this MVP, man. We got, and then our season is over. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's chalked like from the rip. So worst timing, man. Worst timing.
Hopefully it's just a hyperextension, but like, this is mad annoying. But good news is Ben Simmons could play point center for a little bit now.
Man, I like that, but we I'm just talking about the playoffs. We'll still be good.
Oh no, I'm saying if it's just hyperextended until B get back.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be nice to look at that. And depending on if he's injured or not, and how long he's out, that's gonna affect what Daryl Morey does, and you know, the trade deadline. So I mean, it's gonna be interesting to see. So
think you're gonna try to grab PJ Tucker?
I heard that we was already supposed to be trying to get him. We already had a deal in the works somehow, some way. But now, reportedly, he's about to get bought out. So, or they're trying to work on a trade. But if the trade doesn't work out, he's gonna get bought out. But I'm starting to think that he's going, because just last night he was supposed to play the end of the game and he just was like, "Nah, I'm good. Like, I don't want to play with y'all no more." So I mean, I think eventually it's going to end up being a buyout. And he's signing with us. Like, I mean, but if not, I mean, I'll take him when they trade, but I don't want to give up too much. Like, I, you know, that got him PJ Tucker. Like, I like his game, but nah.
Not for no assets, no.
If the Nets could sign Blake, or, you know, he do the buyout and all that, I want to do the same exact thing. Sign him for the veteran minimum. He done made enough money, he'd be all right. Play 1 year with us and then go out there in the free agency again next year and try to get another bag.
Right. He fuck shit. He might retire.
Nigga, he's old.
Tucker, old head.
He is.
Low key. Let's see. Oh, shit. Oh, you know who be cooking that we don't give no credit to on this job?
Who?
Vucevic.
Yo, man, you know what's funny about that, bro?
That the Sixers used to have him?
Yeah, bro. And we traded him. He was one of the part of that Andrew Bynum trade, bro.
I know.
That is so heartbreaking. Like, damn, well, we got rid of a stud, bro, for a dude that never played a second for us. That's wild, bro.
Got injured at Dave and Buster's.
Hey, bro, like, you different, bro. Like, you different, bro. Like, you different. You told, like, you... You shouldn't even told us that. Like, I feel like he should have just made up a story. I would have made up something crazy. Like, I would have made up the craziest story possible, even if I did hurt my knee at David Bus. Like, bro, come on, bro. He went out sad, bro. Like,
yeah, I'd have tripped down the steps or something.
Bro, like, I'm not going out sad like that. I hurt my knee at David Buster's bowl. Like, what, bro? Why are you even at David Bus? Like, I mean, I know you got a life and all that, but the season is coming up. You ain't training? Like, what the – why? Like, yeah, that was crazy, bro. But, yeah, shout out to Vucevic, though, man. That's, it's just sad. But I heard he on the trade block, though, bro.
Yeah, he trying to get up out of there.
Man.
He trying to get up out of there for sure.
You know, he's a foreigner, so he ain't going to do too much talking, but
– yeah, definitely much. But he
– LaMarcus Aldridge, too, bro. He parting ways with the Spurs.
He got bought out already, didn't he?
No, no, they didn't buy him out. They trying to get a trade, but I think it's going to end up in him getting bought out. But that might be a nice signing for the Lakers or somebody. Lakers, maybe go back to Portland. Who knows? Like, maybe because we definitely need another. We need another big. I like having LaMarcus Aldridge.
LaMarcus Aldridge is like Blake Griffin with more skill right now.
He's nothing like Blake Griffin. You started drawing.
He's like Blake Griffin with more skill. Like, he's nothing more like post him. More post skill, I should say.
He's an old school power forward that changed his game to fit today's game. That's what he is. And I can't even put no name. You know who he is? He's David West that learned how to shoot a three. Remember how crazy David West used to be in the post? That thing,
get this work.
He like him.
He used to get busy. Yo, it's one team that I would like to see Vucevic go to a lot, but I would hate to see Vucevic go to a lot at the same time. The fucking Celtics. He would be crazy with the Celtics.
Yeah.
But I would hate that for the Sixers.
Yeah, I thought you was about to say the Clippers because he'd be nice with the Clippers.
That's crazy too. But the Clippers need a point guard.
Yeah, bad. Bad.
Like super bad. I need like Lonzo or somebody to go there. They was talking about Lonzo being on the trade block at one point this season.
Yeah, but now they saying they ain't trying to trade him.
They not. That shit chicken now.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, well, if he been shooting this year, he got the green light, letting that thing fly. It's chicken. Well, I don't get it. But supposedly they said everything died down. Supposedly,
yeah, I bet it did die down. I bet they are going to sign him after this season now. And get rid. They're going to sign him and get rid of Bledsoe. That's all.
Yeah, I didn't get the Bledsoe thing.
They brought Bledsoe in just in case Lonzo was still trash, bro. For real, like, honestly, if we being honest.
Pressure on him.
Mm-hmm. If he was still trash, Bledsoe would have took that spot. That's all. But Bledsoe really I ain't going to say trash, but he's underwhelming.
He's not a starter anymore.
He hasn't been a starter in a long time, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, that's in a lot of people's opinion. It's about over for him as a starter. He needs to get relegated to the bench, like, you know.
Oh, Vucevic could go to Portland too, because Nurkic seemed like he never going to come. But Cantor out there, so never mind.
They still got Zach Collins too.
Yeah, Zach Collins, the young bull.
He just injured. They always injured. They big men always injured. And CJ. They got the injury bug so bad every year. But maybe this year, everybody got injured early, and maybe they'll be ready for the playoffs. Because usually, they hoop all year, and then they get injured right before the playoffs. So.
Facts. Golden State?
Nah. They're done.
I'm talking about Vucevic.
Nah, because you got to – because that then what you doing with James Wiseman? You're not putting
– he's coming off the bench now. Looney start.
Well, that's just because he got in trouble. Well, he missed the COVID test. That's the last game he came on.
Man, that nigga is garbage. All right, he not garbage, but he's underwhelming too right now.
Yeah.
He be coming off the bench playing against dude's bench unit for 20 minutes, going 2 for 7 with 4 rebounds. Like, bro, you can at least give me 11 rebounds against a bench unit.
But the way that Warriors offense is, it make it hard for him to do that. You got to think about that too, bro.
Rebounds?
No, bro. I'm talking about for him to get off, bro. He can't
Okay. Yeah.
Because they shooting all these threes and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like the way that offense is set up, it's not set up for a big man, bro, at all. So it's set up for the guards. So I mean, at the end of the day, or not even the guards, just anybody you can shoot.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying?
It's not, and his joint only. He can't shoot, really. Like, I mean, he's okay. He okay. I think he shoot like 38% or something, like 37%, something like that. But he can't. Come on, bro. He ain't there yet, but he's still a rookie, though. He got time.
Nah, I agree 100% that it's definitely tailor-made for the shooters to score. But, like, he could at least give me 10 boards. Like, come on, bro. Have some pride. Give me 8 boards.
He did. Season off of college too though, bro. Like he gotta get it. Maybe he got win back and all that, bro. You don't know, bro. We got it, man. The season went right and all of that. So
we almost 40 games into the season, bro. If he don't show up by playoff time, like how much more time we gonna give him? We gonna give him all the year too.
That's real though, but bro, you can't get everybody ain't built. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody not built like that.
Realistically, he should have stayed another year in college anyway. So maybe he do need this whole year, and then maybe next year.
He barely played in college. Remember that, bro. He got suspended in college. He barely played in college. The pandemic, all this, like he barely played. I mean, what you gonna do?
No clue.
Young boy, young fella developed. You hear me?
Yeah, they still should have took LaMelo, though. I ain't trying to hear it for real.
Yeah, I know they sick.
They all going to be tough, though. Them top three, I think, going to be tough.
Anthony Edwards starting to get off.
I like him. He a volume shooter, though. That's the only thing. So, like, if he having a bad night, he going to go 2 for 15. But if he having a good night, he gonna go 11 for 15. Like, you yeah. gotta take the good with the bad.
That's just rookie stuff, though, bro. I feel like he gonna develop. You know, he remind me of Donovan Mitchell, bro. That's my comp for him, Donovan Mitchell, slasher that can shoot second. That can shoot secondary. I feel like he's gonna develop his shot a little bit more. And yeah, it's gonna be all
right,
bro.
Kyle Kuzma got 24 and 12 right now.
Word, I was watching the game, but then that joint started acting crazy.
Yeah, 24 and 12.
He's acting unusual.
And I definitely was trying to find a prop for Kuzma with 20 points in the Lakers win, and I couldn't find it.
What's the score?
98-93 Lakers.
Damn, they came in.
Yep, but yeah, them, I don't know. I could see that comp with Anthony Edwards. He a little bigger than Donovan, but I could definitely see the comparison though.
Yeah,
sure. Let me see. I had anything else? Drummond supposedly getting bought out. We yeah, don't know how that's going.
Yeah, so boring. I mean, it's getting dragged out with that, bro. Like you got to
draw. They just get tear that up. They just need to hurry that up. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Kyrie.
Yeah, I'm about to say I can't even. Man, I can't even think about it. No
shit. Hold on. Kyrie. It was something else, bro. Matter of fact, you know what? All right, it is what it is. I'll figure it out and bring it next episode.
Yeah, I'm about to say, we're going to come right back with an episode real quick, so.
Facts. But, yeah, that's a wrap, y'all. I'm just saying, bro, episode 73.
Yeah.
About to get out of here, man. We holla at y'all.